that lame? I thought it was when you couldn't move, like you were paralyzed.
It's lame.
Struck you lame.
That's lame. Like, what if you said it like that, though? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, she needs a lot of help because she's lame.
That's not nice.
Well, no. I mean, just saying she's you know, bedridden because she's lame. Lame-o.
I don't see why you have the attitude. No, I'm asking for prayer for her because she's so lame.
She's so lame. It's like,
could you be any? No, it seriously is like,
no, but seriously, could you be any lamer? You know, like that's what it's
I
like.
I asked the doctor and he said no.
No, it's she's as lame as you can be.
Take some funky music, stick it in your ear hole.
There's this picture at my parents' house that my Pamela always makes fun of where I must have been like 11 or 12, and I'm wearing this like horrible sweater,
right?
And it's like turquoise and orange and like just like big striped colors,
yeah.
And it's terrible. And I'm already like an awkward, like overweight kid, and I'm wearing this awful sweater that like Pamela's comments was probably like really expensive because like my mom like would go out of her way to get me clothes that were like semi designer stuff, you know, yeah. Like some of it was like horrible. And it was just, it's a terrible sweater, but she always makes fun of it. She's like, "Look at this!
Yeah, I had
it's you and your multicolored sweater."
I had some pretty horrible sweaters too.
Yeah,
so sweaters is not a big, a bigger person's friend. Like,
no,
it doesn't matter. No. Like how big the sweater is, somehow it's still snug in places.
So snug,
like
you like accentuate the curves. No, stop it.
But then if you get like an overly baggy sweater, that's not good either.
No,
there's like no happy medium then, with sweaters.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like you get an overly like baggy sweater and you lift your arm up and you're like a flying squirrel.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I guess I have all this skin in here.
And you're like, in every door.
I promise this is an all body. This is fake. This is air in here. You can't see it, but because the sweater. But this is in body. I'm not that big. I mean, big.
Obviously, I'm bigger because I'm wearing a bigger sweater.
But I'm not as big as the sweater's making me look, I promise.
Like, this is what happens to me with any. Well, this happens with me just in general, but with clothing. I get caught on every doorknob.
Oh, my God, me too.
Like, I
find all those little snags.
I don't know.
I was like, stop. Ripped it.
Yeah.
Ripped it. Like, you see, there's a rip right here.
I know. But like
on
even
the corner
I'll
of tables.
House, I leave my house and it's just like that my screen door is like like every day my book bag somehow gets caught
right.
In it.
No matter how careful you are, it's like ah.
And I used to get my pockets in my work chair.
Yeah.
I'd sit down in my work chair and be like the whole arm of the chair would go
in the pocket. Yeah. You're like falling over. No, but yeah, definitely. And yeah, I was definitely an awkwardly sized and shaped kid. But yeah, it didn't help that I was insanely like I was really lame as a kid. Like I was really like in my mind, I was like, okay, I'm obviously unpopular. I'm getting made fun of, you know. In my head, I'm like, okay, what can I do to make it better? I would concoct these plans, and then I would do them.
Yeah,
and they would never work.
Yeah.
And looking back on them, I'm like, how did I even think it would remotely work? If I would have just done nothing, it would have been better off
right.
than doing anything. You know what I mean? It's like obviously, I mean, I wasn't this bad, but it's obviously like, you know, like if you're being surrounded by like a couple of guys like in the gym changing locker room, whatever, and it's like, hey, Parker, how you doing? You know,
yeah.
Hey, babe, what's up, fatty? You know, like, don't be like. Guys, I'm big boned. You know, like, okay, you know, you're
Wait, did you say that?
No, but I'm saying those are the kind of things. You're like, obviously, that's awful.
You're
don't
just
do that.
Things worse.
So I knew that. Like, I knew not what not to do,
yeah.
Like how not to react.
Yeah.
But I would get so introverted, like, or introspect, I would live so much in my head.
Right.
That I would analyze these things and think, this is a good idea.
Yeah, like you'd plan it.
You're
like,
do this.
You're trying to up your game.
Yeah, and in my head, of course, the things play out perfectly.
Yeah. just like in the movies.
Right.
Just like in the Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, and it's not even like ways to make myself popular.
No.
It's just ways to like get the distraction off of me.
Yeah, just you know what I mean? Like, get out of a situation.
Right. Like a bunch of kids are like, you know, like following me in the hall, pushing my backpack.
Yeah.
You know, making me like stumble.
Yeah.
Like in my head I'd be like able to be like, look over there, kind of thing. Yeah, and then they'd be like, huh? And then, you know, yeah. And I'd be like, look over there. And they'd be like, no. And they just keep pushing me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, my favorite story I thought of recently about how lame I used to be. And like, and I'm not talking like little kid. Like, I'm talking like high school, you know, like a junior, sophomore in high school,
yeah.
Like maybe like a sophomore. Because I was like in the honors classes and stuff, they push you to start like looking into colleges like sooner than the other kids.
Right. Yeah.
Cause
yeah.
It's like, you're obviously going to college. So you should start thinking about where to apply. And they make it sound like so scary. Like you're going to apply to 1,000 schools and you'll get into 2. He's like, I applied to 2 schools and I got into both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just picked one. Like, I mean, whatever. It's not like the end of the year.
Right.
Most colleges are like, I mean, if you're not going to Harvard or Yale, like most colleges are like, are you going to pay to come here? All right. Well, you're in.
Yeah. Right.
Sure. It's like, whatever. But you don't know that. They make it sound like it's like, you better try as hard as you can. But anyway, my mom, we had an idea of what schools we wanted to go to. And this one was out, I think it was Massachusetts maybe. But it was this Christian college, like this private school thing. And of course it was real expensive, you know. But I don't even remember how I got turned on to it. Because like actually visiting the school, they had a horrible like science program, which I knew I was going into.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, I don't know what turned me on to the school, but like I was turned on to it enough to inquire about like some kind of like orientation, like visit the school like for a weekend. So like I go to this thing where like, you know, my mom dropped me off at this place and this bus took like a whole bunch of kids up to this college and we stayed over for the weekend.
Yeah.
So I don't know anybody. And on the ride up to the school, you think the smart thing to do would be to meet at least a couple people. That way, while you're there, you have somebody to talk to.
Right.
No, I read my games magazines and played Game Boy or something.
It's painting the picture.
You know, I'm just like, I'll stay out of everybody's way. So I'm like completely like quiet. I mean, people would even be like, what's that you're looking at? Games magazine, nothing. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm shutting people out, actually.
Yeah, people that are, you're not even given the chance. Like,
yeah.
These are,
they're like, hey, what's up? What's that? Maybe we could all play. Nope. No, it's a one-person game.
Yeah.
No. So, yeah. Oh, what do you play on Game Boy? Maybe we could play 2-player. I only have 1-player games.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I was like, okay. Well, I have a couple copies of, like, a 2-player game if you want to play. Well, I'm in the middle of a level. Could you wait until I save? Because I'm right in the middle of a level.
Punch and walk away.
Yeah. And, like, the kids on this trip, I mean, they're all going to the same college, which is, like, this private, like, Christian school. They're probably not cool.
Right.
They're, like, probably totally not cool in school.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But they're cooler than me, and they already established themselves as, like, you know, we're these guys, and we're the in-group. And then, like, I'm like, oh, I can't be in them. So anyway, I go on this trip, and oh my God, it was ridiculous. Like, we get there, and it's like, you know, the whole thing, because then there's like the guys that like, the people that go to the school are like, hey, welcome to our college.
Yeah.
It's crazy fun here.
Yeah,
you know, they're
trying
to like, you know. All
high
like,
energy.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And they're all like, you know, that like, that by the time I got into college, I realized, wow, those people are like, I don't want to hang out with those people.
Right.
But like, at the time, you go there and you're intimidated by those people because you're like, I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, welcome to college.
Yeah,
and you're
like,
whoa, it's really, whoa.
Yeah.
But anyway, what they did was they split us up and had us stay with, I think the kids were on break, but some of the people were still at the college for classes or whatever. So you were staying with people that were in the college.
Right.
And the idea was they would be like, you know, oh, what do you want to go for? And you would get into some conversations because you're like basically living for 2 days with these guys, like, or girls, you know, whatever. And so, you know, I get hooked up with these two guys and they're like total like lacrosse playing, like college, like athletic guys. And like, but they're really nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're probably a lot nicer than I give them credit for. But right away, I write them off because I'm like, ugh, I'm not gonna get along with these guys.
Right.
So like, but they're trying so hard. Like I remember them being like, "Hey, so how you doing? What do you think of the school?" That kind of thing. And I'm like, "Don't worry, I won't be in your way." And they're like, "No, you're not." like that would be my response. Like, "I'm really sorry. Like, why are you apologizing? Like, I'm just asking you, like, how?
Yeah. How's the weather?
How do you like? How do you? Where do you live? I'm New sorry. Jersey? What's sorry. The school like?" I'm so sorry. I'm Please, so sorry.
You're like already in the hunt.
Like I'm cowering. And you're like, it's okay. High five. Oh God.
Oh God. Not again. Not again. I didn't think this would happen here.
So I'm like really, really quiet. And they're like, you know, and like, you could tell that like after a while that I'm like making them very awkward. And but they're probably so nice. That they're not awkward, like, who's this idiot? They're probably like, what are we doing wrong?
Let's pray for him.
Or, yeah, they're like, should we try harder? Like, they're probably earnestly, like, trying to be nice. And I'm like,
get away.
Jerks.
Don't look at me.
They hate me. You know, like, don't look at whatever. So the first thing I do is anytime I have a pot, like, they have all these events. Like, after, like, the things where they're like, we have to actually be at the college and go on tours. Then at night it'd be like, you know, we're going to do dance party night. So I'm like, I'm not going to that.
Yeah.
Because that would mean I might meet people and actually, like, make friends.
No.
It's too scary.
I do not.
So, like, I don't go to the events, but then I don't want to go back to the room because these guys are there.
Right.
So I just, like, wander the college.
You avoid one positive social event. And like you're stuck between a positive fun party and or two guys that are being nice to you.
What I do? Wander the college alone at night, just trying my best. And then what I would do is I would come back to the room like real late,
and I would come in there
like two or three nights, and I would come into the room. And, like, it was, like, dark, you know? And, like, but, like, my bed was, like, real near the door. So I would just, like, kind of, like, sneak in, close the door. But then, like, they were still awake because it's college. They're not, like, going to bed at it, you know? They're like, hey, how was everything? I'm like, I'd go right to the bathroom to, like, get ready for bed. And I would just, like, come right out and go to bed. And, like, I could hear them, like, still, like, hanging out and talking. And I'm like, I'm probably ruining their night because they're like, yeah, we don't go to bed till like 2. You know, like, and I'm like 11 o'clock. I'm like, yeah, they're like, okay, I guess we'll just watch TV quietly in our dorm room.
Like, so, it was like you wanted these guys to hate you. It was like these guys wanted to
you. It gets so much better.
Oh, boy, this isn't even it yet.
Oh, my God. So this goes on for 3 days, right?
Yeah.
So I realize how horrible I'm doing, like what I'm doing to myself.
Okay.
Like as I'm doing this, I'm like, oh my gosh, if you just would be normal and talk to them like human beings, like you would probably get along with them. But I'm like mortified. I don't even know what I'm mortified about. Yeah. But I'm just like, no. So then I start living in my head, right? Because now I'm walking around the college by myself. So I'm like, what can I do? Now the entire time I'm walking around the college by myself is spent thinking about how to remedy the situation I've put myself in walking around the college by myself and not hanging out with anybody.
Right.
So I'm like, what can I do? What can I do?
Yeah.
Can I say like I start thinking, okay, can I say like I got a call that my dad died or something, but I couldn't get home.
Yeah.
So I'm just really like sad.
Yeah.
Like I start thinking like crazy stuff. Like I'm like, I'm like, no, that's ridiculous. I'm not gonna say that. Then people will start being like, oh my God. And I'm like, you know, no, that's stupid. And I whatever. So I'm like, what can I say? What can I do? So this is what I come up with. Ready?
Yeah.
This is my brainchild. I decide to write a letter to the guys that I stayed with, that I leave on the last day, and I say, It's so bad, I don't even know what to do. It's so bad. I go, I am. Okay. I am an actor. And I am researching a role that would be a very, like, introverted, scared guy.
Yeah.
And I thought this would be a good... a good test for my technique to pretend to be this guy 24/7 for the entirety of the trip. And I apologize that I couldn't let you in on it because I wanted to see what your reaction would be. And I luckily I can tell that you obviously, you know, like you think that,
you
that I was
it.
Very
you
yeah,
bought it.
Yeah, bought it. So it was a success. So I thank you for your help in this opportunity. And I really appreciate your time. And I do, again, apologize. In the letter, I'm like all like, you know, I'm this guy. I'm doing this thing. And, you know, there's some collateral damage. And so
it's
I leave
the
note. So I leave the note. And, like, I think there was, like, a really awkward moment where I left the note. And we were going to the bus,
yeah.
And I was walking out of the room, and then the one guy, like, came in. I was like, hey, I'm leaving. And I, like, grabbed my stuff and just, like, ran out, you know? And he was like, do you need any help with anything? I'm like, no. So I, like, go to the bus, and I'm like, I can't even imagine. Like, I don't even know what I was thinking. Like, how did I think that was a good idea? And I'm just imagining them reading it, like,
yeah.
Much later in life. I'm like, oh, my God. If I was in college and I had a kid stay in my dorm room that was going to go to college there, and they left me that note, I'd be like, I'm saving this forever. I'm going to show this to everybody. This is so ridiculous.
It's awesome. I mean, it's so funny because it was like, on one hand, first of all, it's like...
That's the best I could come up with.
The great thing about it is, like, okay, you realize that you spent all week ruining any chance of,
right.
Like, making friends at this
right.
place, right?
Because, like, there's no way, after the first night, I cinched it. Like, I couldn't do the next night be like, hey, guys.
Right.
But I could have, and they would have been like... They would have been like, oh, good, he warmed up
to
us.
Right, right.
But in my head, I'm like, I established it, cannot deviate.
Yeah, which I understand. Believe me, I understand what, like,
right.
being. But the best part to me is that you're, like, in my mind, the one thing would be getting out of there.
Right, so
like,
you could
the
get.
The only thing, like, you'd be like, I am out of here. But instead, like in your memory of the place could be like, oh, man, I don't know what I was thinking, but instead you top off your root beer float with the ice cream of, like, making these guys' memory of you forever being a crazy man or
like, I'm some sort of crazy person. It's seriously, I like I was honestly like I was an insane person. Like that kind of thing is like. What an insane person thinks. Like, yeah. Like it's like, I am researching a role?
I mean, it's a great story, though.
I'm researching a role for a like, I'm an actor?
Yeah.
And I'm researching a role that's, like, a really nerdy guy.
Yeah.
And, like, who would even buy that?
Yeah.
Like some, like, oh, now we get it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just, like, imagine
that. Robert Downey
But in
Jr.?
My head, like, that moment, when I was driving home on the bus, I thought, they're gonna be so like this is
they're gonna respect. It's a respect.
Well, no, yeah,
right?
It's a slash. Is respect slash? They're gonna realize they missed out.
Yeah, right.
They should have
tried even harder than they are.
They were trying. They tried so hard. But in my head, I'm like, they're gonna be so upset that they didn't try harder. And I'm like, how much harder could they have tried? They were like, Parker, do you want to go out to lunch with us?
Yeah.
Parker, do you want to go out to dinner with us?
Yeah.
Parker, do you?
I'm just gonna walk around.
I'm just gonna go to bed now.
Yeah.
At 8 o'clock, sun's still
they're
up.
They're gonna be sorry.
Yeah, they'll be sorry when they find out I was an actor researching a role.
It's like if you went to the like even next level where you got posters printed up of your movie and you.
I sent him a DVD copy. Here's the movie I was in.
Yeah. And it's like
it's called Seven.
Keep an eye out.
I mean, I'm just an extra, but the role was really big.
Brad Pitt.
It was supposed to have a lot of lines. It didn't.
My stage name is Brad Pitt in this
one. Oh, my gosh. I was like, that's what I thought. Right. Your idea was to just get out of there. My idea was I have to, A, make these guys somehow jealous or regret not meeting me.
Yeah.
And B, I need to make sure that when I leave, they don't think, man, that guy was weird.
Yeah. By writing this letter.
They think, man, that guy was amazing. And we didn't know. We missed out.
Wait, so
that guy could have been amazing.
But at what point did it dawn on you that your letter made things?
Like years later. Because I would forget about it. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of out the ride home.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, I'm totally relieved because it's like I'm done.
Right, yeah.
And then the worst Parker move ever, and this happened on a few different occasions, the ride home on the bus, I totally open up, and I'm like class clown, and everybody's cracking up, and they're laughing, and they're like, oh my God, you're so funny. They're like, why didn't you hang out with us though? And I'm like, I was real busy with some stuff.
I was studying for a role.
Like I told him, I was like, I was hanging out with some other guys and walking around the college. They're like, oh man, you should have come to the dance party. Like that's what people were saying because I was like making jokes and they're laughing.
Like all the pressure off. So you can be yourself, right?
Totally be myself.
And like there's no way, like, because if you're yourself.
The best part was that there was a guy who was established as the funny man on the ride down.
Yeah.
Like you could tell. Everybody was like, oh my God, he's so funny.
Yeah.
Like. The ride home, like, I was just, like, destroying that guy. Like, I was just, like, riffing off everything he said.
Right, right.
Like, oh, that's funny. How about this? Boom!
Yeah.
And it was, like, dropping bombs. You know, like, just dropping the mic after everything I said. And, like, everybody was like, blah! And then, like, the other guy would be, like kind of, like, laughing a little bit. But, like, you tell he was, like, a little bit like, oh, this guy's moving in my territory.
Right, yeah.
But there was, like, no chance. I was, like, I was on point. At that point, because I had just got done researching a role. At that point, I was
done.
That's
right. You already knew how to be that guy. You didn't need to keep flexing your skill. You might as well unwind by telling some
by being cool, which I am.
Which obviously you wouldn't have made it this far in Hollywood if you weren't cool. You wouldn't have gotten.
I wouldn't have gotten a role.
You would never landed
that
role. I would
need to research.
There's no way you could have landed that role.
How could I get a role? That I need to research, unless I'm awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
you don't hobnob with the big wigs to get roles like that unless you're cool.
Like this. Suckers. Yeah, so.
That is a great story. I can't. The only thing I can tell you is I was into teddy bears way too long.
Yeah.
I had a lot of things.
I was an only child, so, like, I think that really had a lot to do with it. A lot of things. Because you live, like, by yourself, you know, like, and like my parents, like, both had like jobs, so it's like, you know, they weren't like after a certain point when I was allowed to come home after school, like after a while, like, I mean, like there was a couple of kids on my block and then I would hang out with them like all the time, but like if they weren't around, like we weren't playing street hockey or, you know, my other, they were like at CCD or whatever else they had to go to when you're a kid and it's like, oh, I can't come out and play. Gotta go to CCD.
Yeah.
Oh, it sucks. You know what that is, right?
No.
Oh, I assume by your non-response, it's like confirmation class for the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
So I was always like, oh, I gotta go to CCD, and it was like, all right, well, we're gonna play touch football anyway. Okay.
But
anyway, like, you know, if those guys weren't around though, then I'm just in my house.
Yeah.
From 2:30 when you get home from school till like 6:45 till my parents get home. It's just like, what can I do?
Right.
I mean, luckily, I wasn't too dumb. Like, I only, like, burned a couple of things. You know what I mean? You know?
Yeah.
Like, that didn't take too long for me to get caught and my parents would just yell at me.
Right.
And luckily, I was the kind of kid who listened. Because I probably would have burned the house down or killed myself or something.
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
Like, you know, when you're like bored, that's the first thing you do. You're like, well, I could burn things, I guess. That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
But I don't want to do it outside. People might see me. I'll do it in the garage.
Here's what I do.
Good idea. Next to the ether, like that. Next to the starting fluid that my dad has.
Here's what I'll do if I burn the house down. I'll write a letter to the fire department saying, thanks for your help. I've been studying for a role.
As fire. And I burned the house down with myself because I'm really good at it.
You guys were great. Thanks for your help.
So, needless to say, I, you know, spent a lot of time playing video games. But then when I was done playing the video games, it was just me in my room by myself with my toys that I was grown out of. Trying to figure out what to do with them.
Yeah. No, I mean, when I say that, like, I was, but the other thing about me was I would, like, I always looked older than I was. But right. There's this.
Like Jonah.
I want to find
like your
that,
son,
yeah.
Jonah. It's the same idea. Yeah. You know, same thing.
But I have this one picture of me where I thought I was being adorable from, like, Christmas time. And I want to punch myself in the face so bad. Because I'm like sitting there with this teddy bear, like hugging it. But I look like I'm like 12. I don't honestly know how old I was. Maybe I was 12. I don't know. But I'm holding this.
But
and I'm
it's
like,
one of those kids that you. And like, you're like, oof.
I'm like, oh my gosh, you are so. You're going
to. Mama's boy. You're like, yeah. You need to get out of the house. So, seriously.
I should find that picture.
That's a good picture.
It's. Maybe I threw it away. Maybe I was.
Yeah. We should do like a little like. A little like retrospective, like on Facebook or something of us in the past, our lame selves.
Yeah,
I gotta get this picture. I had this one picture where it was for the church directory. Yeah. So like we all got dressed up, and I'm wearing this white mock turtleneck. Right, it's like this bleached white, brand new mock turtleneck. Right, with this like the collar is like this like weird black like pattern. You know, super white.
Yeah,
I. And the same color as the shirt. And, like, I'm, like, with, like, these, like, red, fat cheeks. I'm, like,
so pinky.
It's, like, so white. It's, like, oh, my gosh. Like, it's, like, see-through. Like, you can see my organs.
Like Casper.
Like, yeah. It's like those frogs where you can see through them. Yeah. It's, like, you're, like you can see my veins or something. It was really, really white. It's so, and I'm, like, all, like, I'm making, like fat kid eyes where I'm like,
well, we definitely should do that. Cause I just thought of my whole, Doors period where I wore was tie dye t-shirts of the Doors.
Nice.
And every picture that it was in, I had to have the face. Like I thought I was making a face like Jim Morrison where I'd be like, I have an off looking distance. Like, oh, I'm too cool for this picture.
but they all just came out looking
like the biggest retard. Like I just look like, I'm constipated. Yeah, we should definitely do that.
Stick it in your ear hole. some.